Welcome to a TNIAB E3 2015 special. On this episode, we are covering the Ubisoft press conference. I'm Vince, and again, I am joined with...
Anthony.
That's hello right. Again. That's right. And in case this is, again, your first time listening to one of these, all we do is pick out our favorite moments from a said press conference and talk about them. Again, make sure to listen back to previous episodes if you enjoyed this one, because I'm sure you will enjoy those as well. So, like we said, Ubisoft. Now, I'm going to break a little behind the scenes here. Now, to prepare for these episodes, I don't write notes. I just write bullet points of things that happened during the show that I want to bring up to talk about here.
Okay.
Can you guess what my first line is?
Is it the show sucked?
No, no, no. My first line was, fuck Aisha Tyler.
Not a fan?
No. Do you know what the second line is?
Fuck Aisha Tyler?
Correct.
Oh my god.
You know what the third line is?
Is it also fuck Aisha
Tyler? No, no. It's no, really, comma, fuck Aisha Tyler.
Man, you don't like her, eh?
I really don't. I haven't liked her for the past 4 years, and I think this conference really proved why she doesn't deserve to be up on that stage.
I think she's going to be hosting conferences till the end of time, so...
Probably, but I really don't think this is where her strengths lie.
She should, like, stick to actual acting.
Sure, or on her talk show that she does.
She's a talk show?
I think she's part of a talk show.
Hmm.
Anyways, back to the notes thing. I usually write games and stuff that I want to bring up. I don't think I wrote anything.
Oh, wow. You just, nothing here interested you?
I mean, there's stuff, but really, everything they showed were things that we already knew about, and at this point, we're all just waiting for them to release.
What? Wait, did you know about For Honor?
No, but do you want to start there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
For
sure.
Honor.
For Honor. So, game looks like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, like, the easiest comparison to make is it's Dynasty Warriors, but the captains are other players.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking when I saw For Honor. This looks like what I thought Dynasty Warriors would eventually evolve into 10 years ago.
But never did.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much why I'm excited, because I like Dynasty Warriors, but I like this whole multiplayer aspect of having the one-on-one battles, having these, like, these epic fights between people, and then just having more people in the battlefield, like more actual people.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a cool concept. I just wish it didn't look so... how do I phrase this? Like garbage.
I thought it looked really good.
It looked like the fights you have in the first Assassin's Creed game.
I wouldn't go that far. I think it looked pretty decent. It had the high low blocking, had different types of attacks.
But it didn't matter because you had like auto blocking if there's someone else entered the fight.
Oh, I didn't notice that it was auto blocking.
Yeah, like he's not even targeted on the guy that's attacking him, and I think the character we're following tries to backstab him or slice him from the back, and his character just auto blocked it, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess that solves that issue.
Yeah, I wonder if that was, like, for E3 purposes or... Like, because that would be weird if you couldn't just, like, sneak up on a person.
Yeah, and I just thought, that's strange. I don't know. It just looked very stiff. It didn't look fluid or... I don't know. No interest.
For me, I'm interested in seeing what that game is, like, in a full playable fashion.
Yeah.
Like, other than just the E3 thing. But that game was actually... I'm actually pretty excited to play that game. Like, I want to try it out at least.
Yeah. No. I mean, sure. Cool. All
right. You have any... Or after that, I guess it was The Division again.
Yay.
They showed The Dark Zone.
I didn't even know what The Dark Zone was.
Yeah, I think it's just their PvP area.
So,
you could go in and, instead of only facing AI, you can face people as well, or team up with people.
Okay, so the big reveal was the backstabbing of your team.
Yeah.
Can you only do that in the dark zone?
That's what it seems like. It seems like you can only do it in the dark
zone. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, because that removes tension from the entire game.
Yeah, but I never really expected that to happen in the main game anyways.
What?
That I like you could just leave a party at will and then just shoot all your friends.
Hmm.
Like I didn't even think that it would be in the game, but they did add it in this Dark Zone. See, yeah, from what I've seen, it seems like it's the PvP area. And then there's okay. Dark Zone exclusive loot, stronger enemies, and then the chance to be either team up with other randos or mm-hmm. Or get, what is it, or just get shot by them.
Yeah. The one thing I did like is that when you get your loot, you have to extract it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to survive with the loot for it to actually count.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I know that this is not, cool. not the first game to do it, but it's very rare that it happens.
Mm-hmm. Because usually it's just like a, like people don't like just doing all this work and at the end someone just backstabs them.
But yeah.
That does add, like you said, it adds tension to the rest.
Although I can't see the other side of the argument of why would I want to play a game where I know someone can instantly like just kill me at a moment's will.
Yeah, take all my stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like that's not fun. I get that argument too. So it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to participate in it, you don't have to. And I guess that's a good choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Division looks... I just want to play it.
Yeah, it's something I just want to play at this point. Like, I've seen enough.
Like, yeah. Actually, that's how I feel about this entire conference. And like, everything they showed, I'm like, I just want to play it. Like,
yeah, what else did they show? They showed more Siege.
Yay. I loved Vegas. And the new Terrace Hunts here look great. But I just want to play it.
Yeah. What else? Yo, what about Just Dance with Jason Derulo?
That guy cannot sing and dance.
At the same time.
Uh-huh.
This, like, you pretty much hit it on the nose. This conference is all things I want to play more. Mm-hmm. They did, for me, they announced a new Trackmania.
They did do a Trackmania. Yeah.
And they added some new vehicles and some new track types.
Yeah.
Or just, like, track tiles. So they have, like, magnet tracks, like, a la Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
So you can just do, like, crazy, like, drive actually sideways or drive actually upside down
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But, like, Trackmania for me is, like, I unreasonably like that game. And I'll probably pick it up. But it seems like more of the same.
Okay.
Other than that, I wasn't really excited on much else. Like, unless you were excited for Assassin's Creed or...
You know, I'm surprised I didn't play Unity yet because I really like that time period. But mm-hmm. the time period I like more is the one in Syndicate.
The steampunk era?
Yeah, steampunk London, industrial era.
A lot of bowler hats.
Yeah, like the time of Sherlock Holmes. Like, I love that time period. And I hate to say it, but like, I'm really excited for this Assassin's Creed. But yeah, I think it looks cool.
The one thing I noticed was back in the For Honor, when he did his sprint, I was like, they just stripped that animation from Assassin's Creed. He was just running like Ezio. I was like, whoa, what's happening right now?
I think a lot of Ubisoft's assets are shared between all their developers.
Oh, they also had the what's it called? The South Park game.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Before I used Tyler, I was like, well, I don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
I walked away, went to the washroom, came back, and then I saw Ish Tyler.
Okay, okay.
And yeah.
But yeah, I never played the first one of those, and I hear they're really good. But yeah, this whole conference was kind of whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the positives, last year it was all games with the Assassin's Creed template.
Mm-hmm.
And that appears to have disappeared this year. But instead, they've replaced it with the let's all be Rainbow Six.
Let's all do these team-based
things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they had Ghost Recon.
Wild, that was their big reveal. Whatever.
Wildlands.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, this just looks like a different Division.
Yeah, they found a different template to make all their games.
Yeah, but it's the tactical team shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And like, those are fun, but we only need one of those.
Yeah.
And Ubisoft's making 3.
Well, you know how Ubisoft rolls. Find something that works and then do it until everybody gets sick of it and then do something else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Which is a shame because I really did like Advanced Warfighter 2, Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like all the, like, at some point or another, I liked these games or the franchise or one entry into the franchise. And I feel so jaded now. It feels bad to be like this.
Well, no, I wouldn't say you're jaded because you were excited about games in other conferences. It's just that this conference didn't really deliver.
Yeah, I just feel like a different me would have been like, oh, man, there's a new Ghost Recon. Oh, more terrorist hunts. But now I'm just like, okay, if it's good, I'll play it. Nah, otherwise, I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got nothing else to say.
Yeah, same. I'm done with this conference.
Wow, that was sad. That was 11 right. minutes of sadness.
Yeah, all right. Letter grade it.
I'm going to give this one... Oof. I'm going to give it a D.
Wow. I'm also giving it a D.
Yeah, I feel like giving it an F would be wrong because I do want to play some of these games. It's just the ones I want to play, we've been seeing for like the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole template issue.
Yeah, and it's like, I know they announced a release date for The Division, but I don't believe it.
So, I guess the next one is Sony.
Sony.
The big Sony conference.
The big two-hour show.
They'll be late. So it'll be like 2.5 hours.
Oh my god, I hope not.
They're always late. They're never not late. Just like how I always miss the beginning of the Xbox conference, they're always late to start their press conference.
I hope this year they're not just standing there waiting for the audience to applaud.
No, they'll be doing that too.
Like, please, please. We get it. You're the market leader at the moment. We don't need to fill your ego anymore.
Oh well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk in another hour.
Or five.
Four or five, because it'll go on forever.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.